Let's begin means let's continue.
Okay, we began last time with an overview of the concept of malacha, the concept of an av malacha, and we said that today we would begin in terms of the definitions of the malachos and the consequences halacha lemaisa. I'm very well aware that one could very easily disagree with what I'm about to learn with you during the course of the next few months. Disagree meaning that you're learning Gemara, there are all sorts of Rishonim and there are all sorts of options. What I try to do is to choose a method of learning that would end up Lasuke Shmaisa Saliba de Hilchasa. Namely, that one can look at the Mishnah Berurah and say, he learned the Sugya the way we learned it. One can look at the Chayadim and say, this is the way he learned the Sugya. Halavai could be grah. In other words, feel that we're on the right track. Borrow that there's much more there than what we did, but at least we're on the right track. Mashaken, if we would come up with conclusions that are totally different, so very nice. But it's not going to help anyone halacha lemaisa. So, you know, we'll try to learn with Siyata turn this into Siyata Dishmaya, Lasuke Shmaisa Saliva de Hilchasa. Avos malachos arboim choser achas, the Mishnah and Zafayim Gimel Med Aleph, Hazoreya, Achoresh, Hakotzer, etc. The Gemara points out that Lechora, the order of the Mishnah, is a little unusual. Mechti, Mirkav, Karve, Beresha, Lisni, Choresh, Vahadar, Lisni, Zoreya. The first Pu'ula in Sidura de Pas should be Choresh and then Zoreya. So over here, fascinatingly, Tana Beretz Yisrael Koi, Rav Yehuda Hanasi wanted to give a stamp to the Mishnah that this Mishnah is an Eretz Yisrael Dika Mishnah, Dezari Beresha Vahadar Karvet, that Eretz Yisrael Niknes B'Yisurim. It's not enough to do the usual Harisha and then Zriya. You have to do Harisha, Zriya, and then another Harisha before continuing. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even that second Harisha is considered to be an Av Malacha Mida Oraisa. Okay, that's simple. So we're going to, even though we're living in Eretz Yisrael, but we'll follow the order of the Rambam, that we'll go in the order of the Ikar Malachos, and first we'll do Choresh, and then we'll do, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Zoreya. What is Harisha? So the Gemara in the middle of the Pan Gimel Medeis points out, HaChoresh, HaChofer, HaChoretz, Kulan Malacha Achasen. Rashi over there, Malacha Achasen, and therefore, Eino Chayav Ela Achas, if one were to do all these acts within one helen, and Rashi continues, what is the common denominator? Why are they kulan malacha achasein? The kulhu lerefuye ara avide. The common denominator is that all of these relate to softening the ground. Similarly, Rashi a little later on, Dibra Maslum Yishum Choresh, the marpe ara. Marpe ara. Where is Rashi getting this phrase marpe ara or fuye ara? This is not a phrase that we find over here. Bichlau. In the Sugi on Daf Ayin Gimel, or even later on Daf Kuf Gimel, when it speaks about the Shir of Koresh, we don't find this phrase B'chal in Maseches Shabbos, or Fuyei Ara. Where is Rashi quoting from? So I sent you to the Gemara in Moed Katan, because it's a very, very basic Gemara in terms of defining Malachos. And over there in the Gemara in Moed Katan, on Daf Deis Amadeis, we find the three-way Machlokes Amoroyim. The Gemara over there says, Itmar hamanakesh v'hamashke mayim lizra'im b'shabbos. If someone does an act of weeding, manakesh, or mashke mayim lizra'im, or watering, mishum may masrinan be. If we want this individual to be chayev on Shabbos, midoraisa, you have to give a hasra. Mishum may masrinan be. Rabbo amar mishum choresh. Rav Yosef amar mishum zoreya. That we have a machlokas over here, under the aegis of which Av Malacha do Menakesh and Mashke fall. Rabba says they both fall under the Malacha of Choresh, and therefore you tell this individual, don't be Menakesh, don't be Mashke, because if you do so, you're going to be over an Isur Doraisa of doing Malachas Choresh. And Rav Yosef says, you're going to be over an Isur Doraisa of doing Malachas Zoreya. Amar Rabba, Kavasi Didi Mistabra, Ma Darko Shel Choresh, L'Refuye Ara. Right, this is the source of Rashi. Ma darko shel choresh l'refuye ara, hayname mirpia ara. If choresh is softening the ground, so pulling out the weeds and watering also softens the ground. Amar Rav Yosef kavasi didi mistavra. Ma darko shel zoreya l'tzmuche pera, to cause growth. Hachaname matzmiach pera, when you weed around a plant, and the plant can grow better. When you water the plant, it grows better. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba l'didach kasha l'Rav Yosef kasha. In other words, I have a problem with both of your shitas. L'didach kasha mishum choresh in mishum zareya lo. L'Rav Yosef kasha mishum zareya in mishum choresh lo. And okay, we'll continue a little later on to see exactly how Abaye learns. But the question is, let's start off with the machlokas. Okay, let's continue. Let's just read the entire sugya. Namely, why do each of you exclude the other? The chi teman, if you want to say kol hecha dika tarate lemachay evel achada, that you can't be domet to two things. You have to be domet to only one. V'hama Rav Kahana zomer v'tzarach le'etzim chayev shtayim. We find an act of pruning in which the act of pruning is a tolda of zoreya. It allows the tree that remains to grow better. But tzarach la'itzim, and you need those branches that you're cutting off for fuel. That's an act of kotzer. So zomer v'tzarach la'itzim chayesh tayim. Achas mishum noteya. Zoreya and noteya, we'll see, are very similar. V'achas mishum kotzer. Kasha. So l'chora Abai has a very powerful kasha, both on his Rebbe Rabba and on his Rebbe Rav Yosef. He has a kasha on his two Rebbeim. Why are they limited over here, Menakesh and Mashke, to one comparison? What's wrong with saying that it's similar both to Choresh and to Zoreya? Okay, before we see Abaye, let's try to understand what is the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rabba. Our working assumption is as follows. Mishum my masrin ande, we're looking for a chi of da'oraisa. We have avos malachos that are listed in our Mishnah. We say that the hasra has to be via an av malacha. You have to be master with the av malacha. What are you going to be master? You're going to be master a tolda. And we're dealing over here on the level of a tolda, chi of da'oraisa, which is not one of the avos, something which is similar to the avos. Menakesh and Mashka are going to be toldos. The question of toldos, of which malacha? Why then does Rabba compare it to Choresh and does Rav Yosef compare it to Zoreya? So the Ritva says in one line, Perush, Mar Ozil Basar Hashta, Umar Ozil Basar Basof. That when you're looking for a comparison, one of these two, namely Rabba, he's looking at the present and Rav Yosef is looking at the future. What does that mean? Let's look in our Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says the same thing, but in different words. Kamar peyara, the basar ikar malacha azlinan, v'dome lechoresh. For Rav Yosef, afagav the ikar malacha dome lechoresh, machshevet hanefesh, lav lerefuye ara. Ubahachi plige, rabba savar lebasar maisem adminan la, velo basar hamachshava, Rav Yosef savar basar machshava azlinan, dehavi ikar. To summarize Tosfos, we know that anything which is going to be chayev midoraisa on Shabbos has to be a meleches machsheves. It's a two-word phrase, meleches machsheves. And over here, the question is, where do you put the emphasis? Is it a meleches machsheves or is it a meleches machsheves? That Rabba is saying the ikar is the meleches, is the melacha. Not the machshava. Mashein Kein Tosis, Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, is saying the ikar is the machshava, not the maise. Right? That one of them goes after the maise, and one of them goes after the machshava. One of them goes after the hashta, and one of them goes after the libasov. In our terminology, we could say that every malacha has a pu'ula and has a tachlis. The pu'ula is that which is the act which is being done. That's the malacha. That is the hashta. The tachlis is the goal. That is the lebasov. That is the machsheves. The question is, when we are going to build up a structure of toldos that are going to be built upon our avos, and we're going to assume that every av malacha that was done in the Mishkan has both a pu'ula and a tachlis, in what point what is the point of comparison which is most important to create a tolda? Are we going to build the toldos based on a comparison on the level of the hashta, on the level of the malacha, on the level of the pu'ula, or are we going to build the comparison based on the lubasov, based on the machshava, based on the tachlis? That's the machlokas over here between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says that we have to look at the pu'ula. And therefore, these two acts of Menakesh and Mashke, in terms of their pu'ula, are similar to Choresh. Ma Choresh, the pu'ula of Choresh is l'refuye ara, is to soften the ground. Also, by pulling out the weeds and by watering, we are softening the ground. Mashke and Rav Yosef says, that's not the point of looking at. That's not the Iker. The Iker is the Machsheves. The Iker is the Tachlis. And over here, the Tachlis of Zriya is Litzmuchei Ara, which is the Tachlis of Menakesh, which is the Tachlis of Mashke. So these are both subcategories. These are both Toldos of Zoreya. Comes along Gabaye and says, why does it have to be both? Why does it have to be either or? Why can't it be both? Why can't you have two points of comparison? What's wrong with saying that Menakesh and Mashke are similar to Choresh on the level of the Pu'ula, and they're similar to Zoreya on the level of the Tachlis, and you'll be Chayev Shtayim? That's what we have by Zomer V'tzarech Le'etzim, that in terms of the Pu'ula, it could be similar to one, in terms of the Tachlis, it could be similar to the other, and you're Chayev Shtayim. So also, over here also, it could be Chayev Shtayim, and Gemara leaves it Kasha. If we take this framework of the Ritva and Tosos, and simply use our terminology, so what we have gained up to this point is that at least we know what is the pu'ula of Choresh. That the pu'ula of Choresh is l'refuye ara. That everyone agrees with. The only question is that enough to make something a tolda? And we don't yet know what is the tachlis of Choresh. That is still, we'll have to search for. But at least the pu'ula, we know what the pu'ula of Choresh is. And we're saying that if every malacha has a pu'ula and a tachlis, if it's similar in the pu'ula according to Rava, or it's similar in the tachlis according to Rav Yosef, or it's similar to either the pu'ula or the tachlis according to Abaye, then we're going to have a tolda. As a parenthetical comment, what if we have a situation where a act which was not done in the Mishkan is similar both in pu'ula and in tachlis to that which was done in the Mishkan? What are we going to call that? A super tolda? So that's a machlokas rishonim over here in our sugya. It's important just in terms of categorization. In our sugya, we have a number of chains. We have a chain of Zoreya, a chain of Choresh, and a chain of Kotzer. The sugya points out in the Chaim Gilman Beis, HaZoreya, HaZomer, HaNoteya, HaMavrich, HaMarkiv, Kula Mulacha Achasein. Then continues in the middle of the Amud, HaChoresh, HaChofer, VaChoresh, Kula Mulacha Achasein. Then at the bottom of the Yomud, HaKotzer, HaBotzer, HaGoder, HaMose, Kaore, Kulon, Melacha, Achas, Hein. When the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, brings these chains, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos. I'm begin Hilchos Shabbos twice, once at the beginning and once in Zayin. So the Rambam says that Echad HaChoresh O HaChofer O HaOseh Charitz Perek Zayin Al Chabez Hareze Av Melacha. Then it continues by Zoreya and Noteya Umavrich Umarkiv Ozomer Kol Achas Mehen is an Av Melacha. Kol Achas is an Av. Similarly Kotzer Obotzer, Ogoder, Omos Exesim, Kolze, Av Malacha. Each of them is an Av Malacha. What is the tolda? Hu Malacha Hadomelav. Namely, that when something is similar both in terms of the Pu'ula and in terms of the Tachlis, then that's not a comparison, that's an equation. That's also an Av. If you want to, you can use the phrase Me'ein Av Malacha. It's a Me'ein Av Malacha, but it's considered to be on the same plane as the Av. And so we have over here in our Gemara, according to the Rambam, a list, a chain of Avos, of Zoreya, Avos of Choresh, Avos of Kotzer. Masha'en Kein, when you're dealing with a point of similarity, that's what we're going to call a Tolda. That's not an equation. That's already a parallelism. It's going to be midoraisa, but that's going to be a tolda. Now our machlokas is what point of comparison? Are we going to compare the pu'ula? Are we going to compare the tachlus? Either or. That's the machlokas amaraim in moed katam. That's the way the Rambam understands. Hu hadin Rashi, to a large extent, understands that way. Rashi dibur hamaslo kula malacha achasen. Going back to the first chain, zoreya av malacha, noteya name havi av malacha, v'chein mavrich umartiv. The only difference is one of a technicality in terms of zomer. The Rambam includes zomer in his list of avos. Rashi moves zomer over to tolda. That we'll discuss when we get to zoreya. What is the uniqueness of zomer? But Rashi also is working within the same construct of the Rambam. Masha enkein, the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel that we have over here in Daf Ayin Gimel Medbeis points out Shaminan Mina She'elu Hashinuyim B'Mishna Seinu Hashuvin Avos V'Hasha'ar, everything over here that brought in the Braisa Noteya Mavrich Markiv Hain told us. And he even says later on to stress it Hanoteya Vlad Hushol Zoreya. Zoreya is mentioned in the Mishnah, that's the Av. Noteya, even though it's similar both on the plane of Pu'ula and on the plane of Tachlis, B'chol Zot is going to be a Tolda. The moment that we have any distinction, that Zoreya is in seeds and Noteya is in trees, in other words, it's not an equation, but again, we move down to the level of Tolda. Later on, Rabbeinu Chananel will take it to the extreme of saying that Bishul is mentioned in the Mishnah. That will be, I'm sorry, Ofen is mentioned in the Mishnah. That will be the Av. Bishul, which is not in the Mishnah, that'll be a Tolda. Not a Mi Ein Av. Ad Kedei Kach.
Even both say go there and Mesik, where it's much the same, exactly the same thing.
The moment that we're dealing with a different object, that the Malchus is being done on a different object, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that moves it down to Tolda. Again, the mainstream is that we have, like Rashi and the Rambam, we have a concept of Mi Ein Av. And we have a tolda. Mainaf gamina, what we call it. Ech shaloyeh. This is the raisa. Yeah. There's a thing over here. I don't know what it's doing, but it's here. The mainaf gamina, where something is an av or me ain av or a tolda. In other words, that's a very very powerful question, and I can just, you know, point that we will talk about it. Okay, we're not going to talk about it at this point. At this point, we're just dealing with the categorization and just mentioning this currently, agav urcha. But let's go back now to our inyan. In other words, the toldos that we're dealing with are those that are similar. And we have a question, and what do we use as our criteria of similarity? Just to give you another mashal, we have an av malacha called bone. Bone has a pu'ula, and Bona has a tachlis. The pu'ula of Bona is kovetz miyad oyad, that we're bringing together pieces. We're combining components. That's the pu'ula of Bona. The tachlis of Bona is to create one single functional whole. Right? We're going to take bricks and build a migdal. We're going to take sticks, and we're going to build a log cabin. We're taking individual pieces, and we're putting them together, and our goal is to have a functional shelter. We have a pula, and we have a tachlis. There is an act which is called migabein. Migabein is making cheese. We're going to see there's a daya that migabein is bona. Clearly, the point, in other words, it's a tolda of bona. The point of intersection of bona and the gabain is not on the level of the tachlis. We are not, when we make cheese, we're not creating one functional whole. But what we are doing is bringing together the pieces of the curds that are within the milk and separating them from the whey. So we're bringing together the pieces. Namely, on the level of the pu'ula, we have over here bona, l'chor, not on the level of the tachlis. On the other hand, those of you, what? That's maybe a malacha that relates to separating. There's a question. It's exactly what is the av malacha that megabein relates to? That by separating the curds in the way of bringing the curds together. You know, it depends. It's a question over here of perspective. The On the other hand, and those of you who have baby carriages know that there's an issue of opening the canopy of a baby carriage on Shabbos. Now, when you open the canopy, what you are doing is creating a functional hole. That you are now creating a shelter for the baby, but there is no, you're not putting together any pieces. Namely, you have over here the tachlis of binyan without the pu'ula. So it's very important to know what is going to be our point of comparison. Is it going to be the pu'ula or the tachlis or either or? Namely, that according to the either or approach, both megabein and Mahil would both be toldos of Bona. That's the machlokas over here, l'chora, between Rabba, Rav Yosef, and Abaye. Okay, but again, we want to understand Harisha. So the Pu'ula is Rufui Ara. What in the world is the Tachlis of Choresh? What is the Tachlis of Choresh? So if we look into Rashi, again, Rashi was our source for the Pu'ula. Maybe Rashi will also help us in terms of the tachlis. So in Rashi, on Daf and Gimel and Beis, Yivra Maslil Guma Utamama, so he points out that we have over here a situation that when you dig a hole, then Tov Lizria, or if you fill a hole, then Tov Lizria, that you are creating something that it will, the goal of it will be that, in other words, that we soften the ground, that would be the pu'ula, in order to be able to plant. That is also what we find in the Me'iri. The Me'iri on the Mishnah, when it goes through the Lamites of Os Malachos, so Malacha of Choresh Bekarka Lirapoto, that's the act, Kedei Lizroa Bitocho. Okay, that's pretty clear that we have over here a Pu'ula and a Tachlis. Similarly, the Orzarua goes in the same direction. That the Tachlis over here is that it's Tov Lizria. What is the source? I mean, how did they know? The Gemara, in other words, in terms of the Pu'ula, there we had a Gemara in Moed Katan, L'Refuye Ara. But over there, we didn't have the Tachlis of Harisha. We only have the Tachlis of Zria. How do they know what the Tachlis of Harisha is? What put together the minds of Rashi, the Meiri, and the Or Zarua, that they're all going to agree on the Tachlis of Zria? Tachlis of Harisha, I'm sorry, that the Tachlis of Harisha is of Tov Lizria. So, Chora, Ibo Yisema Svara, Ibo Yisema Kra. Ibo Yisema Svara is that what we discussed last time in terms of the nature of Malacha. Nature of Malacha is that we have a series of constructive acts. We have over here a Sidura de Pas, Choresh, Zorea, Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dosh, etc. Each one of them is bringing about the possibility of the next stage. Choresh brings about the possibility of Zorea. Zorea then brings about the possibility of Kotzer, etc. So to say that Choresh is Tov Lizria, that's what would appear from the order of Sidura the Pas. But Lechora, it's a Beferisha Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there has a Mishnah in terms of Shiurim. And the Mishnah says, Achoresh Kol Shehu. The Shiur of Harisha is Kol Shehu. The Gemara asks, Lamai Chazi. What's the function of Kol Shehu? What good does it do to be Choresh, a Kol Shehu of a field? Chazi lebizra vikra. The Kavasei gabe mishkan shekein roi lekelach echad shel samanim. That just as in the mishkan, the harisha was done in order to be able to plant the samanim that served as the dyes of the mishkan, and with the smallest of holes, you could plant the smallest of seeds. So hu hadin, over here, the smallest of holes is enough to, for a bizra dekra, it's enough to put a gourd seed in, and therefore you're chayef. So we have that the tachlis, the shiur, l'chora, reflects over here a meaningful, a malachas machsheves. The machsheves over here, the tachlis is zria. As long as we are going to have something which is functional in terms of bringing about our tachlis, then we're going to have a malacha d'oraisa of harisha. So we have then a pretty clear construct in terms of, excuse me, we have over here a pretty clear construct in terms of what appears to be the malacha of harisha. We have a pu'ula of refui ara, and we have a tachlis of tov lizria. The chora is also mashma that way from a gemara in Sachim. We're not going to get to it going straight, but on Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph through Amud Beis, the Gemara over there points out that Yesh Choresh Telem Echad V'Chayav Amud Mishum Shmon Alavim, that via Harisha you can be over Shmon Alavim in one shot if we have the right combination of ingredients. Choresh B'Shor V'Chamor Hei Mukdoshim Kilayim V'Kerem Shvius B'Yom Tov. So one of those is Harisha B'Yom Tov. Harisha B'Yom Tov is like Harisha B'Shabbos. And the Gemara then points out that we have to be dealing with a land which is Bar Zriya. In order for us to going to be Chayav on the level of the Choresh B'Yom Tov, so we need Bar Zriya. So again, that it would appear that the Zriya is connected to the Tachlis of Harisha. This is, yes?
Does it have to have seeds in it, though?
No. Well, in other words, it has to be Karaka Sheroi Lizriya. That you are softening ground which is roi lizria, right? Again, normally harisha precedes zria. Only in Eretz Yisrael do you have a double harisha, once preceding and once succeeding the zria. But classically, from Chicken Little, classically the books are that you're choresh the land, the first the land, and then you zorea in the softened ground. This is all fine and good, except for one factor that we have to add in, and that is in our sugya, Rabbeinu Hananel quotes the Yerushalmi. That you should be aware that, particularly in terms of Melachas Shabbos, the Yerushalmi is crucial for filling out the Bavli. Masha Chaser Khan we find there. And the Yerushalmi, every edition has a different pagination, and the one that I'm looking at currently, in the seventh perek, it's on the Mishnah of Kol Gadol. That's Halacha Beis. It's in this edition of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Kol Davar Shehu LaHanayat Karka Chayav Mishum Choresh. So it begins with the list that we have in the Bavli, Hachofer VaHachoretz. But then it continues. V'hanoetz, v'hamidayer, v'hamader, v'hamizabel, v'hamachabed, v'hamarabetz, v'hamafafei agushim, v'hamavre b'charashim, v'hamatzite ta'ur b'chishat kanim, u'be'eged tmarim, v'hamisakel, v'habone madregot, hamamalei et hanekaim shetachat hazeitim, ha'ose u'giyot l'gifanim. And then it goes again, kol davar shehu l'hanayat karka, Chayav Mishum Choresh. Now, clearly, some of these acts are Litovat Hazriya, but others of them can be understood as simply that which would be meaningful in terms of Yipui Karka, if we're dealing on the level of Misakel, of removing stones, if we're dealing on the level of Metzit Eto'ur, of clearing out the underbrush, etc. In other words, that the way the Rabbeinu Hananel quotes the Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Hananel says, after quoting the Yerushalmi, "Va'asikna dekol elu mishum charisha, dekol shehi liyapot hakarka besode chayav mishum choresh, dekol shehen lahashvot babayit chayav mishum bona, aval lahashvot karka hasode." Chayav mishum choresh, kidichsiv, halo im shove paneha, vahu kagon, hamadayer, vahamaader, vahamachadei, shumashre gumos, humafafeya gushim, vahamasakel, etc. Namely, he goes through the whole list of the Yerushalmi and points out that an alternate common denominator that we have in the Yerushalmi is liyapot. Now, I'm very much aware that the word liyapot can have more than one meaning. And clearly, if we view the Yerushalmi through the eyes of the Bavli, the Tov Lizriya, so you can take all these actions and put them in the direction that these are all ultimately Tov Lizriya. And in that way, when the Yerushalmi says Lahanot, we can understand it as Liyapot, but the Liyapot would be more in the direction of Tov Lizriya. However, the Rabbeinu Hananel appears to bring a pasuk that relates purely to aesthetics, in terms of the shivyon of the sada, halo hishave paneha, and all of these actions can be, alternately viewed in terms of yipui hasada, namely that as a mashal hedyot, when I think they still do it in the seventh inning, when they smooth out the base pass so that when the runner will run, chas v'shalom, he won't trip on something, he won't twist his ankle. Right? That's yipui. That's shivyon hakarka. You're simply smoothing it out for a purpose that has nothing at all to do with zriya. If you were to make a Japanese garden out of pebbles and give a beautiful aesthetic view, nothing has to grow there necessarily. Or your purpose is not to make necessarily a place that things are going to grow, but simply they should be aesthetically pleasing. Namely, that the Yerushalmi can stand on its own as an alternate tachlis of Zuriya, and that's what I think over here the Rabbeinu Chananel was pointing out, Liyapos Karka, and this is found black and white in the Shita Leran. The Shita Leran, in other words, not the Ran himself, but that which is quoted in the Chedushi Haran, which is a called the Miuchas Leran, a Rishon, a time of the Ran, Hayesalo Gavshushis Basada, Chayav Mishum Choresh, when it is removed, Shaharbe Po'amim Adam Choresh, She'ein Da'ato, Ela Lahapech Ba'ofar Letikun Hasada, V'lo Lezriya. He's interested in a bull field. He's not interested in a field that's going to produce wheat. Lefikach, Hilkach, called Tikun Hasada, Choshev Mishum Choresh. This is L'chora, Rabbeinu Chananel, this is the Liyapos, namely the Yerushalmi uses the phrase, Kol Shehu L'Hano'as HaKarka. The Yerushalmi is quoted by the Orzeruah. What is Hanoas HaKarka? Hanoas HaKarka is Tov L'Zriya. However, you can understand Hanoas HaKarka like Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's L'Yipui, and that over here is L'chora, the Tikun Hasada, which is spoken of by the Shita Leran. L'Tikun Hasada V'lo L'Zriya. If we look into the Rambam, we find something very fascinating. That the Rambam in Perek quotes both Choresh, both in Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches. In Perek Zayin, giving us all the Me'ein Avs, and in Perek Ches, giving us the Toldos. When in Perek Zayin, so the Rambam doesn't define Choresh at all. He simply states, Echad HaChoresh Ech O HaChofer V'Osa Charitz HaReze Av Melacha. Period. By Zoreya, he says that we have the Zoreya and the Markib and the Zomer, Kol Achas Mehem Letzameach Dovar Hu Miskaven, that we have a common goal. By Kotzer, O Botzer, O Goder, Kol Achas Mehem Laakor Dovar Migidulav Mitkaven. We have again a common denominator. By Choresh, he doesn't explain what is the common denominator. In Perek Ches, HaChoresh Kol Shehu Chayav. Hamenakesh bikari ilanos hamekarse masavim amazari desasrigim kidei liyapot et hakarka. The language of Rabbeinu Chananel, the way Rabbeinu Chananel understood the Yerushalmi, hareze toldat choresh v'chein hamash v'penei hasode gon shehishpil atel v'ridado mirei hagai chayav mishum choresh. Again, he doesn't mention anything over here in terms of tov lizria, but. The hefech, what he does do is write something which is very, very parallel to that which we find a little later on in the Rambam. That in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, over there, the Rambam is defining the Malacha of Bone. And over there, he uses the language, Habone Kol Shu Chayav. Hamashve penei hakarka bebayis gon shehishpil tel omile guma hareze bone v'chayev. Namely, the same language that he uses over here in terms of choresh, hamashve penei hasod gon shehishpil atel ridado omile hagai, he used in terms of bone. Clearly, bone has nothing to do with zriya. So it could very well be that the Rambam and Rabbi is agreeing with Rabbeinu Chananel that we have an ultimate track for Choresh. Clearly, everyone would agree that if it's Tov L'Zriya, then it's going to be Choresh. But you don't need the Tov L'Zriya. The Liyapos HaKarka on its own would be sufficient in order to have a meaningful tachlis of Choresh, as was mashma again from Yerushalmi, as said black and white by the Shita Leran, and this Yitachen is Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Okay, these are the simply the that which one sees in terms of the overview of the sugyas. The sugyas of Choresh are not overwhelming in terms of size, but we do have Chora as a working as raw material to work with. Is that we have a Gemara in Moed Katan, which gives us the Chora Pu'ula of Choresh, Lurfuya Ara. We have a Svara and a Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel, which gives us a possible tachlis of Tov Lizria. The Shiur is the meaningful in terms of the Tov Lizria. Rashi works off of that in our sugya. The Meiri works off of that. The Orzru works off of that. However, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Shita Laran, and the Rambam seem to take the Yerushalmi as their basis, and they mentioned also that Yipui Karka would serve as a meaningful tachlis. So here we have two questions. A, how do we paskin? How do we paskin in terms of the pula and the tachlis? What exactly is the tachlis of Choresh? But more importantly, we're going to have to discuss, going back to our machlokas in Moed Katan, what is going to define a tolda to us? Is a tolda going to be a similarity in the world of pu'ula? Is a tolda going to be a similarity in the world of tachlis? Or is a tolda going to be a similarity in either or? Those are the two questions that are left, lehalacha. So here, if we look into the poskim, we find as follows. That the... Yes? Right. The concept of Yipui would be an overriding concept. Maybe it would include also Tov Lizria, but would go beyond Tov Lizria. Tov Lizria, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created agricultural land in order to be able to grow things in. However, there are other aspects to it as well. The question is as to whether Choresh is limited to the agricultural aspects, or it can be expanded also to the aesthetic aspects, also to the, you know, that a human being may decide that he wants to use land in a different manner, and therefore would want it flat, either that this should be an area that people should run on, or this should be an area that water would be able to run down at a certain pace, and therefore it would be put at a certain angle in order. That's what they speak about in terms of the madrigot. So it could be for agricultural purposes, it could be for general purposes. I agree with you 100% that viewing it from the perspective of Dumya de Mishkan and Sidura de Pat, clearly the more limited definition would be sufficient.
So would we say what we learned from the Melacha of the Mishkan is not what is actually done for there, but rather the general category?
Well, that's what we're trying to view it through the eyes of Chazal. And through the eyes of Chazal, the Makoros that we have are the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the question is over here whether sometimes you have Machlokas Bavli, the Yerushalmi, sometimes it's not a Machlokas, but rather simply they're dealing with different sides of the same same issue, and Elu ve'Elu. And that's what we find over here in the Chayei Adam. When the Chayei Adam in Klal Yud wants to define Choresh, he points out HaChoresh Hu Av, and he points out that Choresh is L'Refuye Ara. The Az Tov Lizria, the Gam Kavanaso Lahashvos Hagumos Uliapaso Kadeshi Yehe Hamakom Shaveh. Namely, that it's not either or, but rather we have over here a dual tachlis within the world of Choresh. It could be Tov Lizria, it could be simply Liapoto Shiyehe Hamakom Shaveh, for reasons having nothing to do with Tov Lizria, for reasons of aesthetics, for reasons of amusement, for reasons of some sort of efficiency in some other area. All of that would be considered to be Choresh, with one proviso. That the only proviso is it has to be a Makom Haro'i Lizria. It has to be a Makom Haro'i Lizria. Now, clearly, if Choresh, we're using the more limited definition, the one that Shmuel pointed out is the definition of the Sidura de Pas, of Dumya de Mishkan, Tov Lizria, so you need a Mokom HaRo'i Lizria. But even if we're going to use the broader definition, B'cholza, we can still understand this requirement of Mokom HaRo'i Lizria because of the Gemara. The Gemara points out that which in a house is Bone, in a field is Zoreya. Namely, that we have to have, Choresh has a requirement, it has to be in a Sada. How do we define a sada? So a sada is defined as a makom haro'i lizriya. Again, within the more limited definition, when the Or Zeruah only has the concept of tov lizriya, and he says you need a makom haro'i lizriya, that's what you see from the Gemara in Psachim. So that fits in very, very nicely. But we can keep our broader definition, but simply point out that technically, the malacha of choresh on a doraisa plane is only in a sada, and a sada is this defined as a makom haro'i lizriya. Not necessarily a makom, I mean, a baseball field is a makom haro'i lizriya. Not that anyone would want to plant a watermelon in the middle of a baseball field, but it's a makom haro'i lizriya. Therefore, in that area, Hashva'a sagumas would already be considered to be a chiyuv da'oraisa, as opposed to a sidewalk, as opposed to the Rocky Mountains. That's not a makom haro'i lizriya. There, you're not going to have a chiyuv of zriya mi da'oraisa. The Rabbanan plane we'll have to discuss, but not a chiyuv da'oraisa. This chayei adam was quoted by the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura gives a hakdama to Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, in which he wants to define malachos, akdim l'siman zeh hakdama katsara, and his hakdama, Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, deals with drabonans of Harisha. So first he wants to give us the doraisa, which really was never mentioned, dealt with in the Machaber. Hachore shu echad milamites avos malachos. And again he mentions that we have over here the pu'ula of urifuye ara, va'az tov lizriya, v'gam kavanato l'hashvot gumot liyapoto k'dei shiyah hamakom shaveh. Quoting mamash kimat word for word from the Chayei Adam. It's true there's no brackets over here, Chayei Adam, but you know, the Mishnah Brura, that's his purpose of basically gathering together that which was written by the Achronim, that things should be clear to us. And then he continues, v'lachein hachofer besada osa charitz v'chulei o hishpil v'makom nomoch hishva osa mashve gumos makom haro, again v'makom haro'i lizriya. This is again a quote from the Chayei Adam. Chayav mishum choresh. It puts in brackets, im hayaze babayit, not the sada, then chayav mishum bone, shemetake nabinyan ayadei ze. What if it's nishtahin nishtaher? It's not a makom haroi lizriya, it's not a sada, it's not a bias. That we don't talk about it, that we'll get to later on when we deal with the drabonans. V'chein kol ma she'osa liyapo sakarka, who told us choresh, v'chayav v'kol shehu, again brings in the language, the terminology of Rabbeinu Hananel, that liyapo sakarka is that which the Yerushalmi means by lahanoas hakarka. So that is the simple machlokes to come to a halak, lasuke shmais, hilkas aliba de shmaisas. In terms of the question, well, how do we paskin, like Rav Yosef, like Rabba, or like Abaye, namely, how are we going to define a tolda? And this is very, very relevant to many halacha lemaisa questions relating to choresh. So here we have a machlokes haposkim. If we go back to the Rambam in Perek Ches, the Rambam himself doesn't directly relate to this issue. However, the Magid Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah are medayek in the Rambam. That since the Rambam says in Perek Ches halacha beis that mashket smachim Hareze told us Zoreya, and that is the opinion of Rav Yosef. So they say over here that the Rambam paskins like Rav Yosef. Aval Hamashke Zoram, according to the Magid Mishnah, Memra Perakama de Moed Katan, Itmar Menakesh v'Hamashke Mayim Lizroim b'Shabbos Mishum Mayim Asrinan Bey, Rava Shvi Rabba Omer Mishum Choresh, Rav Yosef Omer Mishum Zoreya, Upasak Rabbeinu Ki Rav Yosef. Namely, that if you're going to link a tolda to an av, there has to be a comparison on the level of tachlis, on the level of the machsheves, on the level of the libasof. Similarly, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Magid Mishnah, Pasak Rabbeinu Karav Yosef. This would have all been, and then it fits very, I mean, then, you know, in terms of the Rambam, he's going to break everything up in terms of the tachlis, right? The tachlis of Zoreya is l'tzameach bo davar. So anything similar to that will be Zoreya. The tachlis of Kotzer is la'akor davar mimokom gidulo miskaven. That's going to be, anything similar to that is going to be Kotzer. V'chule v'chule. So when he says hatoldu ha'malacha hadome la'av, the dimyon would be on the level of the tachlis. The problem with that, and we'll get back to this, I don't know if we'll get back to this today or next time, is that the same Rambam also paskins like Rabbah. One halacha earlier, he says, HaMenakesh tolda the Choresh. Hamanakesh Bizrayim, Hareza told us Choresh. So, you know, very nicely in Medayik in the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Beis that Mashke is told us Zoreya, but in the Gemara Moikotan, these are one breath, Hamanakesh Vahamashke. And Rabba says they're both Choresh. Rav Yosef says they're both Zoreya. Abaye says they're both Choresh and Zoreya. The Rambam doesn't pass like anyone. In other words, so we're not the first ones to recognize that. Already the Kesef Mishnah said, maybe there are two types of Menakesh. When you weed, if you're weeding around the plant, that is considered to be Zoreya. If you're weeding an empty field, that's considered to be Choresh. Weeding an empty field is Choresh preparing for Zriya. Masha Enkein, weeding around the plant, is to give that plant more growth space. That's a very, very nice chiluk, but there's no zecher for such a chiluk in the Rambam. He doesn't have hamanakesh for hamanakesh. He simply has menakesh. And Lehefa says menakesh bi'ikore ilanos. Namely, in halacha aleph, the one he says is choresh, means you have a tree growing, and what you are doing is that you are menakesh around the tree, l'chore that the tree should grow better. So it's very hard to say that, you know, that is the menakesh of choresh. What then would be the menakesh of Zoreya? It's a difficult issue. We'll come back to it. Okay, but simply l'halacha, we have the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and we also have the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos is very, very, very important because he's Ma'arich. And so when Rav Drukman's yeshiva decided to put out the Or Zeruah in a critical edition, there's a volume called Shabbos Eruvin, a whole volume called Shabbos Eruvin. I could be critical of the critical edition, and it's worth it for the black print on the top. That's all. Okay, that's all I can say positive about it. That's a tremendous thing to put out a Rishon that you can read, right? And punctuated, and you know, and they're Mar Makomos. So that's that for that Dayim. So the in Siman Nun Dalid, there the Or Zeruah describes Zoreya. In Siman Nun Hey, he describes Choresh. So in Simon Nundala, when he's describing Zoreya, he paskins like Rav Yosef. That even though normally you have Malchus Rabba and Rav Yosef, we paskin like Rabba except in three situations, so the Inyan Omechsa, Margin Baba Basra, but this is an exception. Why is this an exception? So he quotes the Yerushalmi that appears to paskin like Rav Yosef. Everything depends upon the Tachlis, and who Adin this Gemara Menachos that appears to go in that direction, Zil Basra Machshavto. And that's there's Rava, and Rava is Basroi in terms of Rabba and Rav Yosef. So in any case, he paskins. So we have over here three poskim, the Or Zeruah, the Magid Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, all paskin like Rav Yosef. However, we have also one, two, three Rishonim who paskin like Abaye, who paskin like the bottom line of the Sugya. And that's the Smag and the Yerayim, or the starting going to in chronological order, the Yerayim and the Smag and the Hagolas Maimini on the Rambam. The Yerayim, Hilchos Shabbos, is found in the second volume, the way that it was broken up. It's Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. The title of the Siman is Mechalle Shabbos. In other words, that we're dealing with Chilul Shabbos, and within that, you just have to keep reading and reading and reading until you get to the Malacha that you're looking for. So in this edition, it's page Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. So there he quotes the Sugya in Moed Katan. And after quoting the Sugya, he says, Umasik Abaye the Chayev Mishum Choresh Umishum Zoreya. That we had the Maskana of Abaye is that everyone is right. Rava is right, and Rav Yosef is right. That we have over here a double Chayev. Your Chayev for both Zoreya and for Choresh. Similarly, the Smag, it's in the volume of Lo Ta'aseh. The two volumes of the Smag are divided into Aseh and Lo Ta'aseh. So in the volume of Lo Ta'aseh, Hilchos Shabbos is Lo Ta'aseh Samach Hei. In this edition, it's Al-Hay page Yud Beis. I was told that in Shalavim they're working on putting out the Smag, but I don't think it's come out yet. What? There's no, in other words, this edition is black print, but it's black print from the Middle Ages. So over there, also, you know, it's Reish Moed Katan, Masik Abaye, Demashke Mayim Lizroim, Chayim Mishum Choresh, Umishum Zoreya, V'chein v'shar avos yesh lem toldos al derech zeh. We can just follow any connection, either on the level of tachlis or on the level of pu'ula, is going to create a d'oraisa. And similarly, on the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Beis in the Hagos Maimoni Sifkatan Gimel, again over there he's the same language as the Sefer Yireyim Umasik Abaye. Abaye comes to the conclusion that we have over here two chiyuv. How does all of this come down Halacha Lemaisa? So we have a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. If we open up Hilchos Shabbos to Siman Shin Lamed Vav, the Magen Avraham, the Machaber over there, points out that a person should be very, very careful, Shin Lamed Vav Gimel, not to eat in a garden, not because he may wash his hands over the Asavim, and when he washes his hands over the Asavim, there's going to be a Malacha. But he didn't say which Malacha. Which Malacha? Magen Avraham says, Mashkin Osam, Sifkatan Hei, Vahamashkin Mayim Lizraim, Chayev Mishum Choresh, Umishum Zoreya. Herakama demoi katan, hagos maimani. Right? We paskin like Abaye. We paskin that eat Yerichaya for both. In other words, as long as we're going to hit into Choresh, either from the perspective of the Pu'ula, Lurikui Ara, or from the perspective of the Tachlis, Yipui Ara, Tov Lizriya, we're going to have a Malacha de Oraisa. L'chora, this is also in the Bir Hagra Alatar, Mashkin. Moed katan daf beis and beis mishum choresh v'zoreya. Sakol gra, three words. In other words, that we paskin like Abaye. And this is what the Mishnah Brura does in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. The Mishnah Brura over there in Siv Katan Kaf Vav. Mashkin osa v'hamashkes hazroim chayav mishum zoreya the moil the hatzmiach v'gam mishum choresh. The marpia karka ayadeh halichuch. Namely, everything that we've been saying, this is what the Mishnah is saying, that we paskin like Abaye. And in the Shar Hatziyun over there, Sifkatan Yudches, he gives the nafkamina. That this is Magen Avraham b'shem hagoos maimani. However, ayein bo'or zarua shadaito shaharambam eino chayav rak mishum zoreya. That we saw the or zarua and the smag and the Yireyim, they all paskin like Rav Yosef and say that's the Shita of the Rambam. And the Nafgemina is as follows. The Kosav Shem, the Or Zeruah writes, the Lefize, Bekarka She'ena Zrua. If you have a field that has no seeds in it, Af She'omedet L'charisha, Mutar L'hatil Ba Mayim. You want to have a picnic on Shabbos, assuming that there's an Erev you can carry out, go to an empty field. Go to a field where nothing is growing. You could wash your hands over the ground. That's perfectly mutter. Why? Because the mashke is only an Isra of being mashke zroim. It's only a total of zareya, and there's no zareya. What about Choresh, Ripuya Arya? We don't paskin like Rabba. We don't paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Rav Yosef. Only the dimion and the taplis is important. Achein. Da'as hasmag v'agos maimani kemaskonas Abaye. But even though the Or Zarua and the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah paskin in that direction, but the smag and the hagos maimani and the Yireyim are kemaskonas Abaye. V'chein mashma gam da'as harokeach, v'chein da'as hagro. That's why the Magen Avraham paskin in this direction. L'fi zeh, yesh li zoher gam bekarka she'ena Zarua, rak she'omedet l'charisha. As long as this is a field which is roi l'zriya, it has a definition of a field, to pour water over it, that's a malacha d'oraisa. Refuye ara, that's already enough. The moment that we have over here a comparison, not only to the tachlis, but even to the pu'ula, that's already enough. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha l'maisa. So what we have over here is that, in other words, at this point, halacha l'maisa, any pu'ula which is l'refuye ara, or any pu'ula which is, in other words, any pu'ula which has the act of refuye ara, pouring water on ground is the act of refuye ara, even though that's not your intent. You have no intent for even though you have no intent for growth of plant life. That is going to be a malacha d'oraisa, And also any pu'ula, even if it's not refui aria, if it's similar in the world of tachlis, when you take a stone off the ground, there's no refui aria. And b'chol zot, that's going to be l'shem hanoas hakarka, even either to make it better for zriya, like the davli, or to make it better for aesthetically, for yipui ara. As long as we have a field, we're going to have a chiyuv of choresh. Okay, all of that is going to be chayiv. If you have a double whammy, that A, you have ripuye ara, and B, you also have zroyim there, then you're going to be chayiv shnayim. That's the Magen Avraham and the Gra. We pass them like Abai. You're going to be chayiv two chataos if you're doing it to shogeg, that you'll be chayiv on two malachos simultaneously, because we have a tolda of Zoreya and we have a tolda of Choresh simultaneously. Okay? Okay, that's what we have over here, Bintayim, on the Doraisa plane. However, we have a problem. We have a double problem. One problem that we have is the Rambam, that doesn't fit in according to anyone, that we already saw, unless you're going to go in the direction of Kesef Mishnah. We have two types of Nikush, but again, it's not Mashman that way in the Rambam. We also have a problem over here in the Machaber himself. Let me give you the scenario of the Machaber and ask you what should be the halacha. What would be the halacha if we're going to take an area, even whether it can be vegetated or unvegetated, that's not the main thing, and you pour on it a liquid which is eno matzmiach. You pour it on a liquid which is not going to help anything grow. The example the Machaber gives is Mei Raglayim. That's a question as to whether that is a reality or it's not a reality, or Mishtanu Hatzvayim. That's dealt with, we'll deal with it when we get to Zoreya. But it could be, I don't know, Coca-Cola, in other words, which has a certain acidic quality to it that would not help anything grow. What should be the halacha in that case? According to everything we said up to now.
Well, it depends on how you read Choresh. If Rifui Ara is only in order to make it better for growing, then even in terms of Choresh, there wouldn't be any.
No, but we pointed out that to be a told, you don't have to have the Tachlis. It's enough simply to have a comparison on the level of the Pu'ula. We don't paskin like Rav Yosef. We paskin like Abaye, either or. So you're 100% correct. We don't have over here a tachlis of tzmicha, but we do have an act of ripui ara. Coca-Cola is going to have the same softening effect on the ground as water. And yet the Machaber points out, Avol Paskins in Sif Gimel, muter lahatil mei raglayim o shar mashkim she'enan matzmichin. That the whole problem is one with water, but as long as you're using a mashkeh she'en matzmiach, that's muter. Comes on the beer halacha, sorry just one minute, and says kasha. Lefima shekosav hasmag. We don't paskin like this Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah. Lefima shekosav hasmag. Huva ba'agos maimini. Hetiko Magen Avraham. The mashke mayim chayav mishum choresh. Gamkein amai kosav debiyayin mutar. Who adin b'shar mashkim shein matzmichim. Nehi de'eno moil lazroim. It's not going to be zoreya. I'll call upon him mar pehaara ayde lachuchas. The bottom line is that we have over here an act of pu'ula, of harpaya sa'ara ayedei lachluchis, v'yischayev mishum choresh. We're dealing over here with the deraisa.
The ripuyara still has to be yipuyara. It still has to be mahana the karka, and with Coca-Cola you're not doing anything.
No, why do you say that? The ripuyara stands on itself. In other words, what Rabba is telling us in the Gemara is that the point of comparison between an av and a tolda is the pu'ula, not the tachlis, is the malacha, not the machsheves. And Abaye says that we paskin both like Abaye, Abaye paskins both like Rabba and like Rav Yosef. It's enough to have on either level. So again, you could say, oh, this is the Machaber l'shitaso. The Machaber paskins like Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef, everything is, as Danny pointed out, is totally in the tachlis. We paskin like Rav Yosef. That's what Machaber says this. But the Mishneh Berurah kind of was bothered. Why wasn't the Magen Avraham mayor over here? Why isn't anyone mayor? In other words, and so he gives. Yes, you wanted to. So he wants to suggest, perhaps, that v'shema yeshlomar d'lo amru b'zeh mishum choresh rak hechiduhu moil azroim gamken avol hechidu mekalkel azroim efshar de'ein nisiyata hakarka gamken uke'ein zeh matzasika b'mama mordechai avol hu dochak v'tzorech iyon. Who says that these liquids are actually mekalkel? If they're mekalkel, so in achinami. But who says that they're mekalkel? It says simply shar mashkim shein matzmichim, that they don't help. But it doesn't, not helping doesn't necessarily mean hurting. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, leaves this halacha of the Mechaber as a tzarech kiyum. Why in the world should this be the case? The moment that we paskin like Abaye. So I'd like to offer a direction. Do you have a few minutes now, or we can offer it next time? Let's leave for next time. Okay. So next time I'd like to start with a different way, perhaps, of understanding the Rambam and the Mechaber. Now, I'm not coming to change anything halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa we already said. But I do think, I feel very horrible going to sleep at night knowing that this Rambam doesn't make sense. But I think there is a way of understanding the Rambam, a very, I think, my humble opinion. And it's not mine. In other words, it's just a question of pulling out what's found in the Achronim. So I'd like to start off with that. And then we'll move over into the question of Shiur, in terms of the Daf Ma'ar Makomos. And then we'll move over into the world of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel Medeis, and how it impacts on our definitions of how do we expand Harisha, and which directions we can expand Harisha. So that will be the direction in which we're going to go. Just in terms of what I'd like you to think about, perhaps when you chazer the shiur, is the Gemara Moed Katan, when Abaye comes and he brings in a powerful raya against Rav Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef and Rabba each say he can only be chayav of one. Tolda can only be a tolda of one av. So Abaye says ma pitom. We have zomer v'tzarach le'etzim, which is chayav of both mishum Kotzer and Mishum Zoreya, and the Gemara ends off Kasha. Kasha, we know in the Gemara, is like in, I mean, well, Tosas works off of the Gemara, that Kasha, it's something to think about. Namely, there is an answer. There is a way out from a Kasha. What would be the way out? How could one distinguish between Zomer V'tzarach L'Eitzim as opposed to Menakesh and Mashke? That perhaps in Achinami, by Zomer V'tzarach L'Eitzim, you're going to be Chayef too, but maybe by Menakesh and Mashke, you'd only be Chai of one. So everyone talks about it. In the Eglei Tal, it's spoken of. The Or Sameach talks about it. The Shisa Shabbos talks about it. All the Achronim talk about this issue. But I think one of the directions would hopefully open a light in terms of understanding the Shita of the Rambam and perhaps the Mechaber. And then we can go on from there. Okay?
Where were you?